Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Man, we got another big game. It's a Donnie Football Friday. Donnie Chedrick sitting right across from me here at Bowser Chevy Studio B. The one they built for us with Cam Newton and his hat. Does he change hats all the time, Donnie, or is that his? Is that the hat he wears usually? Do you know?
I think he changes them. Yeah. He always tries to look as much like Willy Wonka as humanly possible.
There's something about it. It's just, it's horrendous, and yet you can't take your eyes off it, right? I mean, it's incredible. Limits, how are you back in the home studio? Doing well back there?
I am doing wonderful, Joe. Did you hear what Donnie and I did last night?
No. Oh, yes, I did. You guys were on a panel at Waynesburg.
Yeah, how about that? Callis was with us. Jack Kilgrove was with us. It was pretty sweet.
Four very accomplished young men, I would say, from Waynesburg. And I mean, Waynesburg is a great place. I was there. I taught there. I taught Harry Callis. Should I be proud of that one?
Yes.
Silence greets me. Listen, we got a big game this weekend. Oh, I'd love to talk about the Penguins, but I didn't see the game because it was on ESPN Plus. Are you freaking kidding me? Are you kidding me, NHL? You have one of your biggest games of the year, and it's on ESPN Plus? What? Donnie, do you have ESPN Plus? Did you watch the game?
I did not. I mean, I was at Waynesburg last night, but no, I mean, I wouldn't be able to watch it anyway. Plus, if you have, I don't know if you're a YouTube TV guy, but I am, and now they have that feud with Disney, so you don't have ESPN, right. You don't have ABC, you have nothing under that umbrella, so it's just been a disaster.
What are we doing here?
What
are we doing? It's Ovechkin and Sid, and it's on ESPN Plus. Allen Iverson. We're talking about Plus. I mean, what are we doing? We might as well put it back on the Outdoor Network or Versus. What the hell are they doing, Donnie?
I miss Versus.
So do I.
That was a good chip. You'd tune into like an Eastern Conference quarterfinal game on Versus.
You strike me as a guy who, when you were a kid, you watched the Wild Kratts, did you?
I don't
know. That cartoon?
The Wild Kratts.
Yeah, they were like outdoorsmen. They went out and did all kinds of things. It came on right around the Berenstain Bears. No?
No, I don't remember that one.
Don't tell me you were a Barney guy.
I mean, when I was really little.
Really?
Yeah. Man, what a creepy figure he is.
Yeah, I found him to be somewhat disturbing. Limits, were you a Barney guy?
Yeah, he also was kind of a strange dude. Also, Big Bird. He was also like 6'8", wasn't he?
Yeah,
Big Bird?
He was bigger than this basketball player from, where is it, Florida?
Florida,
the 7'9" kid? Donnie, 7'9". Come on.
Can he move around, though? Like, can he move around like Wemby?
Does he need to? You just throw him the ball at the rim and he drops it in like it's a Nerf hoop.
Yeah, he could be like a fish, though. He could be very uncoordinated.
That's true.
At that size. Like, the reason why Wemby's so special to watch is because he can actually move around like he's...
It's crazy.
...only 6 foot, and he's, what, 7'7"?
This dude got introduced last night, and the crowd went crazy. He's the tallest basketball player ever. He's 7'9". He's bigger than Mulsey's cranium, this guy. Did you see him come in?
I just saw the video on Twitter.
What a story.
That's all I saw.
Lemons, did you see this guy? He looks like Chief from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah, this was the ovation he got on the SEC Network.
And he's getting set to not only enter this game, but break the record officially for tallest basketball player. This is as loud as it's been all night.
How about the people in the background yelling, "Let's go! Yeah, he's getting in!" Meanwhile, he got into the game late in the fourth quarter of like a 40-point game.
I know, but it was great. I mean, think about a 6'9 guy. And how huge. How tall is Mount Washington?
6'7".
Think about that man. And then think about more than a foot taller on a basketball court. It would be like Chief in that movie. Just strut up and down the court walking, get the ball and dunk. Maybe the Steelers could use him. So I guess that'll have to work as our segue here, Donnie. And welcome everybody to a Donnie Football Friday. And today's theme is how the AFC turns and the Steelers' place in it. And we all know, you don't have to be a genius. Everybody out there watching, and even Donnie and I, can see that the Steelers have been inconsistent, to put it kindly. But as I look at the AFC, and we all looked at that game last night, thank God it wasn't on ESPN Plus, although it was on Amazon Prime. And by the way, Donnie, when there's a Thursday night game, local markets still get to watch the game on their channels, correct?
Yes.
That's a hint, NHL. If you have Ovechkin and Sidney Crosby, instead of trying to hog the local ratings and pass them off as your national rating, how about giving the game to the local market at least, you jerks? Anyway.
Yeah, there's usually like a bidding system between like the local stations. Like it'll be Channel 4, Channel 11, Channel 2. They like bid over who would get.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That game.
Unlike the NHL. We watched the game last night. It was an eyesore. It was horrific. And I'm here to tell you that that's the best team in the AFC, at least by record. It's the Denver Broncos. You saw that last night. The next two best teams in the AFC by record are the Colts and the Patriots. And guess who beat both? Smashed one of them and beat the other one on the road. That would be the Steelers. Okay, then you have the Bills right behind them. I can vouch for them not being exactly a juggernaut. And then you have the Chargers. So this is a chance. This is a chance for a couple things, Donnie. It's a chance for not winning the division insurance. There was a time when I thought the Steelers' only path in was going to be winning the division. It's not necessarily the case, especially if they win this game. It gives you a little, I don't know what you'd call it, insurance for a wild card. It increases the belief that you can beat anybody really in the AFC. And then you have the Jags after that. The Chiefs are out of the playoffs. And I think the Chiefs are the best team. That's the crazy thing. But the Chiefs have a big, big problem. Well, A, they're out of the playoffs. B, the three teams directly in front of them in the playoff rankings right now are the Jags, the Chargers, and the Bills. Guess who the Chiefs have lost to, Donnie, this year? The Jags, the Chargers, and the Bills. So even you said before the show something about the Chiefs winning that division still, and they might. They might win that division, but we may see a year where the Chiefs don't make the playoffs. They got problems right now. This is a huge game for the Steelers, and I don't even know if this is a compliment, but the Steelers absolutely right now stack up with the AFC's best, and they can prove it even more on Sunday night.
Yeah, so the Chiefs are still the betting favorite to win the AFC West. Now, by how much, I think it is pretty slim between them and the Chargers. The Broncos... maybe the Broncos are right behind the Chiefs because they do have a 2.5-game lead, and then the Chargers not far behind. However, like you said, they are out of the playoffs right now. They have losses to all three teams right in front of them, so all of those teams hold the tiebreaker, at least
right
for the time being. And just given what the AFC has looked like this year, and I think it may have been last week, Joe, where we were quickly labeling if teams had a realistic shot to win the Super Bowl. I forget if I said the Broncos did or not, but if I did, I have to retract that one because this team They have a great defense, I think. But Bo Nix just has not been good enough this year to tell me that team would get over the top. That team is really looking like a house of cards that once they run into some really stiff competition, that will show. They have a couple of impressive wins. They came back on the road in Philly. That's an impressive W. They blew out. They blew out the Cowboys a couple of weeks ago. I'd say that's a pretty impressive
win. Well, aren't they just an AFC contender, Donnie? Isn't that the story of all of them?
Yeah, that's really it. Because them as the one seed, it almost feels like 2021 when Mike Vrabel's Titans were the one seed.
Yeah.
And it was like, man, that team's the best team in the AFC. That's really the best this conference has to offer. And if you recall, the Steelers beat that team in Pittsburgh relatively late in that season, and then the first playoff game the Titans played, they lost to Cincinnati. That was when Joe Burrow went on that run. That's a little bit what it feels like to me if they would be the one seed. It's not those years of the Arrowhead Invitational. It's not the years of the Gillette Stadium Invitational if a team like that ends up winning the AFC, at least in the regular season, if they have the one or two seed. If it ends up like how it is, it's really there for anybody to take once we get into mid-January.
Including the Steelers. That's my whole point there is that, and this will be sort of another litmus test and a gigantic win for them. Their roster, their resume stacks up with anybody in the AFC, which is, I guess, maybe that's a long way of me saying I was really disappointed they didn't add to their team. At the trade deadline, because I thought there was opportunity knocks here. And this is a huge game.
Absolutely. I mean, you get a shot to beat a team that is also in the AFC playoff picture that has a real chance to win its own division. It would be yet another win, yet another notch on the belt of that resume you bring up, because the Steelers have defeated two teams in front of them.
Yeah.
By standing right now, they have beaten the second and third place teams in the entire conference. They beat one on the road. They beat another one last week, and they did so in pretty dominant fashion. The score didn't show it in the end, but I'm not going to jump on them for the score being 27-20. It was 27-10 until, what, 4 minutes to go in that game.
Yeah.
The Colts added some garbage time points. But in both of those cases, too, something fair to note, they turned those teams over 5+ times. Teams that weren't turning the football over. The Patriots haven't lost a game since, and the Colts had more turnovers last week than they had in the first 8 weeks of the season combined.
Right.
They turned Daniel Jones back into the Giants version of himself, and once that happened, the game was pretty much over. It really felt like, even though the TJ Watt play was huge, the moment that Peyton Wilson picked him off, it was, okay, we're going to get New York Giants Danny Dimes here, and it's going to get ugly for the Colts pretty quickly. I would be pretty worried if I'm a Colts fan, because that's the type of game that, as well as your season has started, it could, like, break your team's will a little bit. Like, you go into a spot where you play a team that could be pesky, that lost two games in a row, has a, highly regarded head coach, and Mike Tomlin's team beat them down. So if I'm a Colts fan, I'm worried about Daniel Jones the rest of the way.
That's the AFC, man. That's the AFC, that pile of crud that you saw last night, that poor excuse for a football game and the winning team. And by the way, you might have seen the Broncos earlier this season against the Jets win 13-11. And we're not talking four games in here. The Broncos are 10 games into their season. That's the best team by record in the AFC. I think all of us, you listening, Donnie and I, Limits back in the home studio, Crowley listening out on the road. He just texted me that he did indeed, or his daughter watches, I believe, the Wildcrats, Donnie.
Oh.
Great show. Yeah. All of us know that the Steelers, if they played the Broncos tomorrow, it would be a close game. Like, there's no juggernaut. I used this example earlier in the week with Pomp. In most previous years, if not all of them, that I can remember at this point, it was unimaginable to me that the Steelers could go into a playoff game and beat the best of the AFC. Come on, they're not beating Joe Burrow. They're not beating that in the years where the Bengals mm-hmm. were really good, or Mahomes, or Josh Allen, or last year, Lamar. Even though I predicted that to be a close game, I was wrong. It was unimaginable to picture them getting through the AFC and maybe even winning a single game in the AFC playoffs. I couldn't picture it. None of us could. Now it's very much so. The Steelers, I don't even know if they're going to get there. I think they are. They can beat these teams. Anybody can beat these teams. It's a free-for-all. And if I was the Chiefs, I would greatly suggest after this bye week going into Denver and winning. And we may say the Broncos are you know, a fraud maybe even. I don't know. I think they're better than that. But they're tough to beat in Denver, and Sean Payton's going to have 2 weeks to prepare for the Chiefs. I would strongly suggest the Chiefs go into Denver in their next game and win. I can tell you that because they're going to be 5-5 if they don't. Then they get the Colts. Whatever we want to say about the Colts, they're really talented. And then on a short week, they go into Dallas to face the fighting George Pickens, and then they got Houston and the Chargers. So I think the Chiefs are the best team. I'm not sure the Chiefs are going to get there this year. They got off to a rotten start. I don't know if they are. But again, the bottom line is there's just no team you look at right now and say, wow, the Steelers, that would be no way. No way can they get through. They can get through anybody in the AFC.
I think it should be a goal of the rest of the AFC that they try to keep the Chiefs out of the playoff picture. Now, the Chiefs will have the ultimate say, because if they just begin to rattle off wins again after that loss in Buffalo, then they are going to get in. But it would almost be like a strategy that is used on like a reality TV type show. You know, I know that Limits loves the show Big Brother, maybe Survivor or The Challenge is more of your speed. But they try to get rid of the strongest competitors most of the time. Because if you get to the end with the best people are probably going to win. And you won't like your chances if you get into that final stage against a team that you know once you get into late January is going to win games. You know Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs is going to win. You know it. You know that is going to happen. You can almost pencil them into an AFC championship game if they get into the playoffs. Now, again, if they start to rattle them off here, then they're going to get in. But if the rest of the AFC can avoid that, that would make it a very fun playoff pool. Now, will it be a bunch of great teams, truly great teams that we will remember all time? Probably not. It would look like a relatively murky slash weak field. But, hey, that doesn't matter. I mean, sometimes
that's the beauty of
it. I mean, sometimes the road gets weeded out for you. I mean, I think Chris loves to bring up the point that in the Steelers two Super Bowl wins in the 2000s, they didn't have to go directly through Tom Brady.
Right.
They still got trophies. Okay. It's not like they didn't get awarded the Lombardi Trophy because they didn't play Tom Brady in those playoffs. If the Steelers would get into the playoffs, make a run, oh, well, they didn't have to play Patrick Mahomes. Who cares? Who cares?
Not me. And I think the point here is, well, you just hit on it. Again, it's a free-for-all, and more evidence arrives each week, right? We gather more evidence each week, and this will provide more. Whether we think the Steelers actually have a chance to, I mean, they could actually have a chance at the number one seed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That might sound silly, but go ask people in Denver. They're like, this team has a chance at the one seed? Go ask Indy people after last week's game. This team has a chance at the... Go ask New England. They might have the best case of all, given their schedule. But that's not a number one seed team in a normal year in the AFC. This is crazy. We get more evidence this week. Do they go into L.A. and beat what I think is a good Chargers team? Certainly not a great team. It's a good team. With a borderline great quarterback, and he's their best chance. Or do they go and lay an egg? And are we having different conversations next week? What is our conversation going to be like next week? So, Donnie, let's get on board right away. I don't want to give up my prediction until 158. Who's going to win this game, big boy?
I think the Steelers are going to win. And last week, now you may all be wanting to run to the table now and bet on the Chargers that I say that, because last week I was very confident that the Colts would beat up the Steelers, and that's not what happened. It was the exact opposite of what happened. We got the reverse Mike Tomlin special where they lose a couple of games, they then beat somebody good, he pounds his chest, every fanboy in the city pounds their chest. How could you doubt Mike Tomlin? And now they go into an environment that won't be all that scary to them. We know how this normally goes. There will be 50% plus Steeler fans in the building. I would even think the Steelers have the advantage when it comes to fans in attendance. So it won't be like a true road game, a true tough road environment that they go into. I think they could make this, Joe, a little bit out to be what that Vikings game looked like in Dublin. Now, the Chargers have a better quarterback than what the Vikings had, no doubt. Carson Wentz was on his last leg or his last shoulder, whatever you want to go with, since he's now done for the season. But Herbert, a lot better player right now than what Carson Wentz was. However, they're coming off a game in which they played one of the best teams in the AFC by record. They forced 5+ turnovers in the game. They then go into a standalone game, a primetime slot. The whole world gets a chance to watch them, and I think they're going to look good. Again, a lot like the transition from week 3 against New England into week 4 against the Vikings, last week against Indy into this week against the Chargers. I think it looks relatively similar. Now, do they dominate the game for 55 minutes like they did against Minnesota? I don't know if I would go quite that far. But I would absolutely be on board of the Steelers +3 or +3.5, whatever they are right now. We'll get into that more with Nick Costos at noon. But I feel good about them in this game.
Yeah, man.
I think it gets into the maybe the mid-20s in terms of winning score. But I just feel like it won't be a place that's too daunting to go. They can get after Justin Herbert. And if they do create even just a couple of turnovers, we don't need 6. You're not going to get 4, 5, or 6 in every single game. That's unrealistic. You turn them over twice, and that could really turn the tide. The Steelers have the best point differential off turnovers this year, and the Chargers have one of the worst. I think that's a key stat in this game. They are hurt on the offensive line. They went out and acquired somebody at the midnight hour, Trevor Penning, the other day. Now, if he comes in and has a big game, that'll get us into the whole discussion of trade deadline moves.
I don't know. How many big games has Trevor Penning really had? There's right. a reason he was available.
He's also been playing for the Saints for, 3 years? I think they can get after Herbert. He can get on the move. We saw him do that in Big Ben's final season. They played a classic Sunday night football game out there. But they can get after him, and they can force things to go their way.
So you got the Steelers.
I do.
All right. I got the Chargers. Even though it makes more sense that the Steelers would win, namely this offensive line, it's not just the two starting tackles, Slater and Ault, that went out. It's the next guy up went out, if not two more, plus guys on the interior. Like, they're destroyed on the offensive line. Penning apparently is going to play tackle. Harbaugh wouldn't say which side, but they're destroyed up there. So it would only make sense that the Steelers would destroy them. And if you win a game and you ruin a game up front defensively, that's a good place to start, man. If you ruin a game up front, that's how Super Bowls are won, is just by doing that. But I think Justin Herbert's going to compensate for that. I feel like I've seen this movie before where the Steelers lose to a good quarterback on the road in a game they should win. You know what I mean, Donnie? I feel like I've seen this before. I feel like Herbert's going to run around. He's also going to take some shots. I think he's been hit more than any quarterback, and he's taken the third most sacks. And that's going to happen. And then I worry about the Steeler offense. I do. We're going to play a clip from Greg Cosell coming up, who's a very astute observer, I think, who talks about how simplistic this offense is. It lacks explosion. It's been probably better than some of us thought, and Rodgers definitely has been. But it also ranks, 30th in the league, 28th in the league overall? Right around there, and 13th in points. It's not exactly a juggernaut. People are starting to say, if we take away DK Metcalf, you know, maybe we can live with a little Mount Washington in their tight end attack, and we can stop the run. It's not a great running game either. That's what I worry about. I worry about Herbert. And I worry about the Steelers offense putting up enough points. And Harbaugh, for as much as we all despise the Harbaughs here, he wins everywhere he goes. I think they're going to be primed and up and ready and prepared for the Steelers. I think it'll be very competitive, but I think Herbert and a stalling Steeler offense wrecks the game.
I also think another big move the Steelers made to their defense going into the Colts game was that move with Jalen Ramsey. Moving him back to safety, played back there, 80-something percent of the snaps?
Yeah, I do agree with that.
And that allowed them to have a little bit more versatility when it came to their secondary.
And stability, Donnie, is the word I would use.
Yeah.
He's a stabilizer.
And he is somebody who you might bring up the name Rod Woodson and think, don't be ridiculous, don't compare him to him, but you can.
Yeah.
Because Jalen Ramsey at his best at corner was the best in the game.
You can.
So you can make that comparison and say, hey, this guy can, you know, elongate his career back there. He can also be very good at that position, too, if he chooses to move back there. And that could be one of the keys that the Steelers bring to their defense. And they also, I believe, they didn't blitz as much last week against the Colts as they did in games earlier this year, and they still got after Daniel Jones. And what was an offensive line to that point that was very protective and very good.
For sure. I just think Herbert moves around. Danny can move around, but I think this guy is even more dangerous, to me at least, in that respect. I think he's better. I think he's just a better player than Danny Dimes. You know what I mean?
I mean, think back to that 2021 game they played. I know that was very early in Herbert's career. It was the end of Big Ben's career.
What a game that was.
That was a great game. But, I mean, I think Herbert ran for 100 yards in that game.
Yeah,
so the guy's a good athlete.
Yeah, they played man-to-man and kept turning their backs on him down the field. and he would just take off.
Yeah, and poor Cam Hayward's the guy like trailing him 30 yards and ends up making the play.
Donnie, they've had some legendary road games against the Chargers. We were talking about that before the show. The Michael Vick game when Le'Veon went to the mattresses. Remember Tomlin's quote? We went to the mattresses on the final.
Do you also
it was a walk-off, right? Ducks,
yes.
Ducks game.
Do you also know the Vick game, what else happened that was notable in the walk-off Lev Bell winner?
On that play or in the game?
In that game.
Tell me.
That was Chris Boswell's Steelers debut.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a little
and
item
now
that is.
He has become the best kicker in team history.
Donnie, he's a top five kicker in NFL history.
I think he's on that way, yeah.
Well, I mean, I've been watching football for like five decades, and it's a struggle for me to remember anybody this automatic from beyond 50. It's a joke. It's like he's kicking him. It's like he's kicking extra points from 50 plus.
Tucker at his best was
Tucker comes to mind.
There.
Yeah, but I would like to look at those numbers though. I would like to see Tucker's numbers from beyond 50 and compare it to Boswell. What, the last 2, 3, 4 years? I figured it out. I think it was since 2020. His percentage from 50 and beyond was right around 85%. The entire or half the league this year on all field goals is below that. Think about that for a second.
He is. It's almost, I don't want to say a detriment to them because it is nice to have a near guaranteed 3 points, but he's so good that sometimes it does hold up their thought process on offense.
I wish it held it up against the Bengals at the end of that game. They should have let him try a 67-yarder.
But think about how many times it does seem like, oh, they get within, you know, the 40, and they say, well, we could play for 3 points because we know this guy's going to knock it down. He is.
Yeah.
He's 6 for 7 this year, 50-plus.
Here's some Justin Tucker numbers. I didn't intend to go here, Donnie, but here we go. They're right in front of me. He was a first-team All-Pro way back in 13, 6 for 7 beyond 50. The next year, only 4 for 9. The next year, only 4 for 10, Donnie. Then he got back to first-team All-Pro, 10 for 10 beyond 50. Then he would miss basically a couple every year, 5 for 7, 5 for 7, goes 6 for 6 in his last first-team All-Pro year in 21, and then he slumped. Then he was 9 for 14, 1 for 5, 6 for 11. This dude, Boswell, if Boswell would make an iconic kick in a playoff situation, I think people would take a closer look at his record and maybe call him the greatest kicker who ever lived. Like Vinatieri gets that. Vinatieri gets that designation because of the clutch kicks he made, which is legit, I think, in a way. But his regular season record does not stack up to Boswell.
Boswell is 83% career 50-plus.
That's
49 of
crazy.
59.
That is crazy. He's, and some of those, by the way, wasn't one of them, what was the one he slipped on this year and which one was blocked? One of those was 50-plus.
Well, he had one that was only within like 30 to 39 yards that he missed because he is one of two this year. So that might have been the block.
Is that,
that
do,
happened
do you have
against,
numbers all time in front of you? There can't be anybody who makes more than that percentage-wise from beyond 50. That's insane.
I just have his in front of me right now.
He's gone 4 for 4, 1 for 1, 1 for 1, 8 for 9, 7 for 9, 6 for 7, 13 of 15, and 6 of 7. It's insanity. And he's going to be first-team All-Pro again.
I mean, the guy, he's an automatic 3 points.
He's their MVP so far this season.
And your automatic 3 points. My argument was that last year he was their MVP.
You might be
and
right.
People wanted to laugh that off because he was just a kicker. But, I mean, go back to the 2024 Steelers. That guy was your MVP. He made 41 field goals.
It's insane. It really is. But I do hear what you're saying, that sometimes you can look at that as sort of let's get – what you're saying is let's get conservative and take the three. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, because they know that
him.
He can make it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90. In stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smail Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to us, where you can converse with our dear friend City Limits back in the home studio, by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Donnie and I are out here at Bowser Chevy, Studio B in Monroeville. What a great place. They're talking about the Steeler game right now. But Donnie, very quickly, we need to take a quick aside here. I was driving around innocently at approximately 3:31 p.m. yesterday, very innocently, minding my own business. I was off to a basketball practice, actually. And I had you guys tuned in, as I always do. And suddenly, I'm taking a stray from Pony. I mean, this was unbelievable. Where did this come from? You guys were talking about the best athletes, five best athletes in Pittsburgh, 25 or under, which I thought was a great topic. Mm-hmm. You and Mulsey confronted Pony and surprised him with Olivia Babcock as an obvious choice, as she's about to be probably a two-time National Player of the Year. It's almost, although I wouldn't go this far, like having Caitlin Clark. Mulsey made the comparison. Mm-hmm. As a college athlete in this town, she's phenomenal. I think you took Pony, well, I know you took Pony off guard. He wasn't thinking along those lines. He was thinking, I think somewhat understandably, Steelers, Pirates, Penguins, and Mason Heinchel, who was great with you guys
yesterday. He really was.
And this turned quite contentious between you two and Mulsey. You and Mulsey against Pony. And then suddenly I take a stray in this matter. Let's take a listen, Limits, and then we'll have Donnie explain.
You guys got me all discombobulated by changing the rules on me here midstream.
Well, you know, we could have talked about this for more than like 30 seconds before the show, too.
No, you just
I'm sorry, Donnie. How much time does Starkey give you on topics? Does he give you a full rundown the day before? Is that what happens with him on Football Fridays? How much of a heads up does he give you on things? I'm sorry. Well, I didn't know that now the show needs to be let's give people ample heads up.
Donnie, the real story here is that
he didn't have her and now he's mad.
No, the real story is that we didn't change the rules on Pony. He said we're going to do PM Team Power Rankings, top athletes in Pittsburgh under the age of 25. There were no other rules made. And then he, at the 11th hour, maybe even at the 12th hour, right at midnight, said, oh, by the way, no female athletes.
I didn't have time to study the female athletes. You guys evidently did.
Donnie, where do we stand here? There was some viciousness happening there.
I thought it was a low blow to you because normally our Football Fridays here are pretty well planned out. Now, sometimes that opening segment is something that we don't talk about really until the morning of, like some ideas that we throw back and forth. But Otherwise, it's pretty regimented.
It's format.
I mean, yeah. we have Ray around 11. We have Costos around noon. We have a breakdown at 12:30. We have a quiz show. 1. Yeah. We have picks
exactly.
at 1:30.
Now, listen, I'm not going to sit here and claim that my forte or my style is to map out a show like I'm making some sort of mathematical equation. I think, for me, what works for me, and I think you and I do it well, I think Bob and I do it well, is sort of a free flow type of show. My prep for the show is making sure I've watched everything, that I've read everything, and then I have a general outline. But I would imagine for some people, I'm the Kyler Murray. I don't watch a lot of film. We don't, the game plan isn't necessarily out there. I get that. I just didn't expect that to come from Pony in the middle of the day.
I think he was just very worked up because on Thursdays, now his schedule is a little bit tight. Now he has a national show through FanDuel that he usually has to, with everybody else's schedule, that More Ways to Win show that you hear on Sunday mornings here. He usually has to record a few segments ahead of time. So that's a little peek behind the curtain. Thursdays is a big day where he does that. So we don't get a ton of time before the show to go over everything. And sometimes a segment as simple as the power rankings gets kind of left on the back burner. Like there are times where we are into the show and Chris and I have to really poke it out of Pony. Like, hey, what are the power rankings today? And all he said yesterday was Pittsburgh athletes 25 and under.
Right.
So I thought that meant everybody. Everybody at least. And he did say, we did agree, college and pro. So I couldn't say like Keemon Spell, who's the running back at McKeesport, who's the best running back in the country
right.
at the high school level. We made it college and pro. Those were the only parameters. And then we get to 3:30 and Pony goes, all right, so the power rankings today, best Pittsburgh athletes, 25 and under, of course, men only. And
yeah.
Chris and I both said, whoa, wait a minute here, because we know who number one is going to be. That's easy. It's Paul Skeens. But number two is absolutely Olivia Babcock.
Yeah. She is number two. Yes.
It's very clearly Skeens one, Babcock two. Everybody else is playing for 3 through 5. Like we all had kind of like a jumbled up group 3 to 5, but 1 and 2 very clear to me. And I don't know.
You threw him off and he snapped like Hannibal Lecter, like Hal McRae in the manager's office all those years ago. I mean, he absolutely snapped.
So I don't know if he just simply forgot about her or what happened, because Chris and I were both on the same page. I thought that Pony would have had that too, because here's my thinking. If I didn't put her on the list, I would have been shredded by them. So my initial thought was Pony forgot about her and Chris and I didn't.
I think that he was thinking more along the lines of what do we talk about on the air predominantly, and it's professional sports, number one. And then
right.
after that, it's Pitt, Penn State, that type of thing.
It was a little bit inspired, though, by the fact that they had Mason Heinschel on the show yesterday.
But if Pitt had an All-American men's soccer player or an All-American women's softball player, I know I wouldn't have been thinking along those lines. But Olivia Babcock is a different story.
Yeah, she's just overwhelmingly good.
Yeah, I do sort of understand where he was coming from, but it was entertaining. Limits, let's just hear it up to the part where Pony snaps. I love the part where Donnie, you really got under his skin with the 30-second thing, and then he just absolutely snapped like Bill Cowher on Josh Miller. Let's hear this.
You guys got me all discombobulated by changing the rules on me here midstream.
Well, we could have talked about this for more than like 30 seconds before the show, too.
No, you just
Oh,
said-
I'm sorry, Donnie. How much time does Starkey give you on topics? Does he give you a full rundown the day before? Is that what happens with him on Football Fridays? How much of a heads up does he give you on things? I'm sorry.
Well,
I didn't.
Limits, I still don't understand why he went there. Why me? Why me?
It's a good question, Joe. I don't know. What point did he have to? He does like to snap on this show in particular. I don't see him taking a lot of shots at the morning show. It's always show. It's you and I that get all the flack.
No. I did hear him and Malzi. They snap on the morning show a lot, don't they?
A little bit. I think it's pretty fair.
Yeah, maybe fair, but I don't feel like we've been singled out. That's
right,
my point.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's fairly distributed between the shows.
Fairly distributed.
Good enough. It's a Donnie Football Friday. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. And Donnie, 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. I'll keep this succinct. 24-23, I have the Chargers. You know, I think there's a 52% chance the Chargers will win, 48 for the Steelers. Would I be surprised if the Steelers continued what we saw last week defensively? No, I wouldn't. If they had a smash-up performance and won the game, I wouldn't be surprised. They've sort of been teasing us in bits and pieces this year with do we really have a great defense or not? More often it's looked like not, but it looked great last week. I worry about the offense, and I'll say very quickly. I'm going to use some of these numbers from Matt Williamson's. Is it still called the cheat sheet? What does he call it over
Matt Steelers? Stats. Matt the Machine Williamson.
Steelers.com. So it's been a fairly consistent offense. As he points out, they've scored 20-plus in each of the last six games. And believe it or not, only six offenses produce more points per drive than the Steelers. I guess they're not getting enough drives because their defense has been on the field a lot. But listen to this. Their explosive play rate is higher than only four offenses. Their ability to get the ball down the field, just simply not good. Their running game has not been great at all, as Matt points out here, on a number of different levels. One of which is the Steelers average 3.8 yards per rush attempt ahead of only two teams, the 49ers and the Seahawks. And you combine that with the Chargers are great against a short passing game, really good against a short passing game. It seems like a bad matchup for the offense unless they can find a way to get some explosion. And Donnie, that's where the trade deadline came in. Not that, say, Jacoby Myers is necessarily Mr. Explosion, but he might prevent people from double teaming DK Metcalf the way they are, so you can get him back on the explosive side. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah,
I'm worried about the offense in this game
because Metcalf has to rely on doing the work himself. I mean, he's third in football in yards after the catch at 286.
Yeah,
but he comes in 40th when it comes to targets per game. So that is a pretty big disparity. When he has the football in his hands, he normally does something pretty good with it. We have seen multiple games this year where he takes just something like a 5 to 10 yard slant across the middle, and he goes for 20, 30, 40. The Vikings game, what was it, an 80-yard play?
Yes.
That slant across the middle that he took for a touchdown. So he has been a good football player when the ball is in his hands. It's just a matter of getting that football to him. And that's what my big worry was going into the season, also going into the trade deadline after they made the George Pickens trade, was that they got themselves in a similar situation to what they were in last year, where they had one explosive receiver. They had a couple of guys that could play receiver. I think Calvin Austin is a pretty decent player, but it's clear that he's not viewed as enough of a threat to take any sort of attention away from DK Metcalf. They have a plethora of tight ends. They can't have enough tight ends on this roster. None of them are scary enough to a defense to take attention away from DK Metcalf. And then my fear, and I know that you can't like predict injuries, but I think it's more so planning ahead and trying to troubleshoot before you get there. What if something happens where he's out for a game or two games, or God forbid, longer than that?
Right. So where are the points coming from? Because what do you have him scoring 29 this week? What do you think? Is that right?
Yeah.
Where are they coming from? What's going to change?
I do think that they get out of the little funk that they are in. I happen to think they will be able to get back to running the football a little bit better. I think that the defense at least once in this game will put them, either the defense or the special teams at least once in this game will put them in a very advantageous situation, like very short field, whether it's a turnover that puts them in the red zone, or maybe they get a nice kick or punt return, because that's been an underrated part of their season. Keyshawn Williams, who has come on as their kick return guy, he's actually been a pretty decent player in that realm. Somebody that's been able to return somewhat successfully for them this year. He had a couple of pretty good returns last week. Something where they're set up with a short field that they get points. And we certainly just got done talking about Chris Boswell. We know that anytime they get within the 40-yard line, that dude's going to knock it down.
Yeah, two good points, I think, there. One is special teams could play a role this week. The Chargers have some issues special teams-wise. And also, turnovers. The Chargers are pass-happy. They've started to run it better. They have, despite missing their running backs. They have some big packages and some big boys who make their way on the field. But as Williamson points out, only six offenses in the league throw it at a higher percentage. They're going to wing it around, which is the good news and the bad news, I think, for them. Because eventually, unless he has a Joe Flacco-type night, and Flacco was incredibly accurate that night, eventually, I think you get a strip sack or you get a tip and a pick like they did, something like that. I think you're asking for trouble if you're just going to wing it around all night. So those are fair points, and I think we both think it's going to be a pretty close game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.